Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We take your calls about anything, and we still have 10 reasons to be happy coming up here if we get a chance, but your calls are primary. So we'll go back to Jay in Ohio. Jay, who was talking with us about his, he's planning a move to New Hampshire. As part of the Free State Project. Now, you've already signed the Statement of Intent, which says at the Free State Project's website that you'll move to New Hampshire and then you'll exert the maximum practical effort in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I'm paraphrasing what it says, but that's basically what it says.
Right.
And there are different time frames, different time factors that people can sign up for. They can wait until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 people, which I do not recommend. I recommend moving sooner rather than later. So they can wait a while.
Free State Project could never reach 20,000.
Yeah, it could. But, well, I see what you're saying. There's a possibility it may never. I feel like it will eventually. I'm not sure
when.
We're
already having success with hundreds of people moving.
We are. That's what I'm saying. Move sooner rather than later. There are different triggers that you can set. If so-and-so happens, you'll move. But it sounds to me, Jay, like you want to move pretty soon, right?
Yeah. In fact, I've lived all over this country, and I think that what you guys are doing is just phenomenal. And Ian, you know, I love listening to your show.
Wait, this is my show too, man.
No, both of you. But what I want to say, Ian, is the person that I think would have the most. I would disagree with the most. That's why I'm not, you know, knocking on you, Mark.
So what are the issues? What are the issues you'd called in about? The curiosities about moving.
Without you know, being combative or anything, I disagree with your that's the thing. I really don't know how you feel about 9/11. So, but anyway, my thing about 9/11 is I harbor some
doubts,
rage or anger for being lied to. You know, for being lied to about it.
Okay.
So, I mean, if.
Do you feel like you could just let that go?
I'm sure that's not the. I'm sure that, you know.
Well, the federal government lies a lot. I mean, if they lied about 9/11, and I'm sure they did. I don't know what the truth is, and I don't care exactly what the truth is. To me, it's a non-issue. But if they did lie to you, and there's probably several instances in which they've told not truths. I think what you need to understand though is the federal government lies about pretty much everything. So
yeah.
You know what's new?
Like I said, I've been coming around to you with all the. Because at first I was kind of mad at you, but I was like, well, it's a good show, so I'm not going to stop listening just because he doesn't agree. I'm not that kind of person that would just say, well, I wouldn't listen to every. I like Bill Cooper. I'm a big fan of Bill Cooper, and he always said, always listen to what everybody has to say. So, you know, you guys are funny. You're on topic, which is a big deal.
So, are you concerned that you're going to move to New Hampshire and that believing in whatever you believe in?
Even if the consensus is your view, then that's fine. I mean, but I'm still going to.
Okay, I think we're having a miscommunication here because I'm not really sure what you're getting at. If you believe in a conspiracy theory, then that's your business.
Right.
I don't think that you're going to have a lot of necessarily, at least the people that I know, Dale, Mark, I mean, we're not going to go out and do a 9/11 truth outreach with you or anything like that.
No. I know.
I'm like Ian. I know there's some BS in there. I know that there's a bunch of conclusions that some people have jumped to, and there's a bunch of stuff that the government's telling us. And I feel like the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, and there's undoubtedly they're hiding stuff from us. But I also I have given up on expecting them to police themselves or anything
right.
like that. So it's sort of really irrelevant.
Right.
To me
so finding out the truth, if just, we all of a sudden found out the truth,
that's something
tomorrow,
I'm going to lose sleep about.
Right. It would be something academic.
That's what I was going to say. Let me say what I was going to say earlier. I figured I'd get it all out of my system here because on my way there, I was going to stop in New York City on September 11th.
Hmm. I see.
So, because you guys are like, right, for me to come there, I have to go right through New York City. So I figure I'll plan my trip around.
Okay.
That's cool.
That, and then.
There are people here that are of, I want to tell you that there are people here in New Hampshire that are of the kind of conspiracy fan mindset.
I assume that.
Yeah.
Go to that. Yeah.
They're around here, but when I'm at Social Sundays, which is a weekly social gathering event that we have, I never hear conversation about that. What I'm hearing conversation about is things that activists can do next week or the week after that that can get the ideas of liberty out.
Usually locally.
Yeah, you know, local action.
Locally, maybe in New Hampshire and other parts of New Hampshire, but mostly, you know, immediately locally. But
so it's not really on the activism radar around here. But if, you know, if that's what you want to do, no one's going to stop you.
Oh, definitely. I've made up my mind. Like I've told my mom, my brother, my sister, they all know that I'm going.
Great.
My car is.
I think that what you'll find out when you get here is that there's a lot of different things happening. You know, you can get involved in the politics. There's a local election happening up here in New Hampshire. The municipal elections are happening this year, so you can get involved in that. You can also do, you can get involved in supporting civil disobedience or making media or whatever it is that floats your boat.
You can do other kinds of sort of outside-the-system activism. You could make a big, giant papier-mâché airplane out of your car for, like, Flight 97.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Whatever it is.
We'll see you when you get up here. And as far as your financial situation is concerned, there have been people.
Go to freekeen.com to the forum there or to the NH Free forum at nhunderground.com or nhfree.com. It's the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to people there, and there will be all kinds of setups that the people will talk to you.
There are stories about people that have come here with very little money and have made it work.
And if you're just working a service job where you are, you can work a service job in Keene, and probably, I think there's a fair chance your expenses will be lower.
You might even be able to get a transfer. I mean, you might want to look into that. Instead of just taking a paycheck and leaving, maybe talk to your GM at McDonald's, and there's a McDonald's in Keene, so,
yeah.
Usually McDonald's is hiring, so it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to just say, hey, I'm going to leave. I'm giving you my 2 weeks' notice. Obviously, September 11th is pretty sooner than 2 weeks, but, you know, I'm giving you my notice here and would like to see if you could help me get a position. That way you've immediately got something to do as far as work is concerned when you get here. But what I want to encourage you about is to stay optimistic. And it sounds like he is optimistic, but stay optimistic. You can find somewhere to crash for relatively cheap, typically, as you're saying, Mark, if you go to nhfree.com, the forum there, or forum.freekeen.com, and ask for help. Usually it's available. So come on up. But there's no guarantees, right? I mean, there's no guarantees that don't expect anyone to take care of you. Don't expect anybody to
not crash at my house.
To go out on a limb for you when they don't know you.
You'll probably be able to get a couch for a few nights, but it's not going to be for a month or two. You know, they're going to expect you to pull your weight, you know, reasonably. In a reasonable time frame, but
absolutely. So you know, freeloaders aren't going to be able to get away with that. Essentially, up here, and there have been some people that have been burned. They've allowed a couch crasher for too long, and it didn't really work out very well. And so, I think folks are a little more cautious about who they're allowing in. So it helps.
Or at least for how long, you might get a deadline the moment you show up. Okay, you can stay here until Friday.
but it's a good idea if you're planning a move to New Hampshire. Whether it's next week or in a year or 2 years, if you're planning a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, plug into the forums and get on those forums and get interacting with people. You don't have to do it a whole lot. Just do it enough to where you're noticed. And that way, when you finally say, hey, I'm coming up in a month, people will know, oh, so-and-so, the forum name that I've seen on here for several months, is coming here. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just, you know, the day before you move up, you say, hey, I'm coming up to Keene. Can someone give me a couch to crash on? You might have a little more difficult time because people don't feel like they have any sort of rapport with you or bond. Not that you can really create a real bond on the internet, but being present and communicating and participating does something for that.
And it's absolutely true because I have lent out my couch on more than one occasion, or a spare bedroom in some cases, depending on where I lived at the time. And it's been to people that I felt that I had a connection with. I hadn't met any of them, but I felt a connection because they'd called the show, they'd posted on forums, things like that. And I felt like I knew who we were talking about here. So that's how people are.
You can start building the relationships between you and the other activists. before you get here.
And as I understand it, Dale's houseboy offer is still standing.
Still standing, but you do have to apply with a picture.
I don't understand why there isn't a line outside my house.
It's a shame.
I
don't get it
either. Houseboy position.
The economy, as the economy goes down, that might actually happen. Yeah. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. And they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 490,000 posts. So lots to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Totasax. These are the most convenient little tool. You never
knew that you needed. They're a little...
It's true.
It's a hook made of completely recycled plastic type stuff. I think there's some metal involved, too. I think it's carbon fiber. I'm not exactly sure. But the stuff is ultra strong.
It works. That's what matters.
They're like a little hook slash brass knuckles kind of thing. And you can carry... up to 400 pounds, I believe, with these hooks. That's how much they'll handle. They can carry a heck of a lot more than you can, and they're perfect for carrying groceries and 5-gallon buckets and things like this. And we use them all the time for bringing the groceries in, for avoiding having to bring the grocery cart out to the car, and you know, so you don't have to bring it back. Totasacks are fantastic. It's TOTASAK, no C in there. TOTASAK.com, and you can go over there and get a family pack today. Totasack.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Brian is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian. Brian.
Yes, hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
Well, I called about a half hour ago. You guys were talking about the federal government. And what I had to say was I think the federal government should be milked for all it's worth right now because I don't think it's going to last very much longer.
So how would you milk it?
Well... I'll tell you in a second. First, I want to say I can see you, Ian, Dave Ridley, and Bill Kostrick running for Congress. Hopefully you're not all in the same district.
That I would do anything like that.
You're running for mayor. What the heck are you talking about?
I'm not running for mayor. Nobody's running for mayor.
You're running for mayor with the middle nickname of nobody.
That's right. And I don't intend to take office should nobody be elected, because the purpose of running the nobody campaign is to give people a choice.
What's the point of that? They'll just put the next guy.
Don't play dumb.
The point is to do outreach to people, to get a message of freedom out there, and if nobody actually wins, to have nobody win. I know
that
saying.
Is actually the one thing I have seen some benefit from is in politics. It's not actually changing the political system or anything, but just reaching people. I mean, even Ron Paul, I had to give him kudos in that area, is that there were so many people who then moved on to become voluntarists, who got inspired by Ron Paul and got all excited about politics and active in politics, and then got totally burned out very quickly when they realized just how horrible and corrupt the system was, and you know, this guy who was extremely popular didn't have a chance in that system, and they moved. A lot of them moved on and became voluntarists. So I have to give them kudos for that.
So Brian, what else?
Well, since I think it should be milked for all it's worth, you guys should run. Right now, I want to say that I'm unemployed, and being unemployed, there's a lot of federal crap that's going on right now with the with Obama being president and the stimulus and the bailout and all that. Well, being unemployed, there's a program called Career Source down here in South Carolina where the federal government will pay up to 2 years if you're able to get a certificate or a degree. And I have 82 credits in college right now, and it'll take less than 2 years to get a degree, and they're going to pay the rest of my college at a private school.
Great.
For me to go.
You paid in. You might as well. That's what I'm saying. You know, trying to get some of your money back out and utilize it. I don't have any objection to that. I say be cautious. Make sure that you're not getting into something you don't understand. You know, as far as too many rules or
strings
attached, that sort of thing. Which is why I wanted to again rebut you when you suggest that we run that I run for office. The furthest I would ever run, I think, would probably be for mayor or something here in Keene, because there's no requirement beyond to just go down and throw them $2 and fill out a form, basically. You want to talk about a federal government run for office? Now you're talking about treasury reports. You're talking about campaign finance law. You're talking about a nightmare of a process, and there would be no way. It would not be worth my while. Whatever kind of exposure I got out of, you know, getting a newspaper article written about me or something like that would not be worth the hassles of having to fill out quarterly or however often the damn reports are. I don't even know what all the requirements are. But I've seen what it's like for running for a state office down in Florida, and that was bad enough. And I know the federal government is worse. That's all I need to know. I don't want to be a part of it.
Well, Ian, I totally feel like a hypocrite. I'm 34 years old, and I used to think badly on people taking advantage of the government. But knowing where it is now and knowing how much I paid into it and knowing how much we get from it or what they take from it, I'm totally in favor of taking total advantage of the federal government and milking it until it's totally dry.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a sort of a mindset. You move from that idea that we, the people, are the government, and if we are the government, then we are responsible for not taking things that we don't need, or, you know, I have never taken any kind of assistance at all, and, you know, for a period of time, that was very important to me, but now I'm kind of like, you know, whatever. If somebody wants to get the money that they paid in back, I don't see anything wrong with that. If a guy, if a thief decides to go in the middle of town square and hand out $10 bills of the money he's stolen, I don't see anything wrong with going there and getting some of those $10 bills in order to get paid back from the money he stole from you. So I don't have any problem with that, but I think that it's kind of a mindset from, you know, divorcing yourself from the belief that you really have any control in the government.
So go, I say go to it. Go ahead and get your schooling done and come on up here to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue. Steve is also in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, South Carolina, going once. Steve,
thank you.
You're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Go ahead.
I've got a question. Dale.
Yes.
I'm looking at for a character. Michelangelo's Touching the Hand of God.
You're looking for what? I'm sorry?
Okay. You remember Michelangelo's The Hand of God?
Yes. On the Sistine Chapel?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, what I'm looking for is in the lower left-hand corner, masses of people. You only see the back of their heads pretty much. I mean, they're kind of obscure. Looking up toward the left upper corner, or I'm sorry, the right upper corner. And they're holding their right hand up, a lot of them, and there's signs that said hope and change. And then on the next tier in the upper right-hand corner, you've got Obama reaching back with his right hand, trying to touch these people, but he's surrounded by Pelosi, Reid, Feinstein, and maybe the ghost of Ted Kennedy, and they've got their arms wrapped around him, and they're pretty much directing him toward the White House.
So you're talking about an idea for, like, a comic or something like that, or is this something you want to hire Dale to create for you?
I was wondering, is that what it's about? Okay.
Yeah.
I could do that. It sounds kind of elaborate. I could have to talk to you offline about...
Get a hold of him at dale@freetalklive.com.
We have that email address set up, dale@freetalklive.com. You guys can work out the details on the rate and all that stuff. Any other thoughts for our listeners tonight?
It's just that the whole character shows that Obama promised hope and change, and since he got into the White House, he's been surrounded by, like I said, Pelosi, Reid, Bonnie Frank, maybe Joseph Kennedy and Gloria Feinstein, and they're all pulling him toward the White House, and they're separating him from the people. So he's trying to reach back, but yet his promises are not being fulfilled because he cannot connect with them.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck getting that created. As far as that goes, though, I'd have to say that Obama never had any intention to keep his promises.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the point of the program is for you to take control of the airwaves, so do it at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see it for yourself there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate for Liberty, and he is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live. So if you have a company or know somebody who has a company that might be able to turn over their collections to SACL CAI, they'll do a great job for you. See their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
All right, we continue with your phone calls and go to Joe in California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
John?
John in California. What's on your mind?
That's right. Mega ditto, Ian and Narc.
How can you ditto both of us?
Did he call you a narc?
Well, yeah, you called me Joe. I figured it was only fair play.
Good point. Very, very fast. Very good job there. Okay, go ahead.
I get that from my dates, too. Thank you very much. I'm calling because you guys were talking about rights, and you made me, and whether or not they exist, and it made me think about it, and I wanted to offer a way of looking at it to you all, and that is that rights probably don't exist, but it's not really a useful way to look at the world, even if they do. Because if I say I've got a right to education, what does that mean? Does that mean you owe me an education? Does that mean you can't stop me from being educated?
Well, you're talking about positive rights versus negative rights, and it does make sense to talk about. If you are talking about rights, you can't be consistent about it. If you talk about positive rights, you can't have positive rights without violating negative rights.
Positive rights meaning?
Positive rights is like the idea that you can obligate someone else to support you or to provide you with something, or that you are entitled to food or
healthcare. Something must be done.
That something must be done for you
by someone else.
Negative rights is only requires non-action from others, like you know, requiring you to not attack me, requiring you to not steal from me, etc.
Things that come from inside you. So rights of freedom of religion and speech.
It is possible for me to respect your negative rights. It may not be possible, and often is not possible for me to respect your positive rights. So you might have a right to food, but if I don't have any food, you can say you have a right to food, but how can I provide you food, say, if I don't have any or if there's not enough for both of us?
The government, they created out of thin air.
So, John, your thoughts?
Well, I completely agree, but even negative rights, I don't think it's a very useful way for us to speak of the world as a anarcho-capitalist or whatever word you guys use to describe yourselves, because it's so easily conflated by people who don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, and I'm not even sure I really have a right to my property so much as I just own it. I think what the right really implies is that it's morally wrong for another human being to interfere with my ownership of it. And that's okay. Where that word right comes from. So I think we'd be much better off talking about it in terms of, not that, well, I have a right to this, but in terms that you would be in the wrong to interfere with my ownership of it. Because you hear so many people talking and conflating those positive and negative rights.
Yeah, I understand. So what you're saying is people don't understand rights, and so why are we even using those terms? Why are we even talking about rights when, if we're talking about rights and somebody who doesn't understand is listening, it's just not going to communicate very effectively to them. Or if they're trying to communicate to us, they may be talking about positive rights versus instead of negative rights, and you're saying it's all getting muddled.
Yes, and furthermore, even talking about rights suggests a guarantor of those rights. All right, I'm in a car right now. I own the car. I have a right to it. Well, what does that mean? If someone comes up and defaces it or steals it, obviously they're wrong. It's not really clear what all that entails other than that I have ownership of it, right? Is there a guarantor of rights?
What are you suggesting alternatively?
Just speaking in terms of it kind of inversely. In other words, I own this car. I'm not going to say I have a right to it. I'm going to say it's morally wrong for you to interfere with my ownership of it, right?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Instead of using the term rights and getting whatever it is you're saying mixed in with, you know, stuff like rights to health care and things like that, you just say you're just making a stand on what is right and wrong and making it explicit.
Yes, and especially because that term rights really does imply a guarantor of those rights, which we usually assume to be the government. And that's very problematic for those of us in the liberty movement.
Well, I hear you, but I'm going to have to say that I'm usually not the one to stand in a sinking ship and, advocate for it, but I'm going to say that I'm going to continue to advocate the term rights. I think that, a man is right in doing what are his rights, and I'm going to continue to say that and talk about rights theory and try to educate people on that subject simply because people are already, the politicians are out there saying people have a right to education, people have a right to clean water. People have a right to this, right to that, that they in fact don't have a right to, that they should, they should be able to provide for themselves. However, they don't have a right to have it given to them. And I think that the simple fact that they're out there using it in the wrong fashion, that somebody needs to be out there saying using it in the right fashion.
And that's, for instance, that's the inspiration for a discussion, for instance, about positive rights versus negative rights. When you hear people saying you have a right to health care or you have a right to food, or when they're talking about positive rights, you can point out that it is impossible to guarantee positive rights.
I think
it isn't impossible to guarantee negative. I mean, we're not guarantee negative rights necessarily, but it's impossible for any particular person to respect a positive right.
Joe, I think that if you feel that you're better able to communicate what that means in that way, I think you should do that. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. But I generally agree with you guys that explaining the difference between positive and negative rights isn't really a difficult thing to do. And hopefully that'll put that new paradigm into someone's head to where they can start making the differentiation when they're presented with someone saying, well, I think we should have a right to this.
Yeah,
they can say, wait, that's a positive right. That's not the kind of right I believe in.
Yeah, when you proclaim a positive right, you are claiming the right to enslave someone. And most people would say they have a right to not be enslaved. So that's a that's why it can't be consistent.
Now you've stepped in the rights cow pie, and we have to explain why people are enslaved, because you said that they're enslaved. So if if I have a right to medical care, that means that people are obligated to give me that medical care.
Well, you can't just stamp your feet and get medical care from nothing, right?
It doesn't come from nowhere. So there has to be doctors. There have to be nurses. Of course, there have to be the functionaries in the office that go to the government to get the money that the doctors and nurses are going to be compensated for. So there have to be equal functionaries on the government side to take that paperwork so they can get paid.
But
there have to be functionaries on the government side that that do the taxing in order to get the payment from the people.
But if those people don't want to show up at work in the morning, then you don't have a right to anything. If you do have a right, then that would mean some taskmaster would have to, you know, stand over them with a taser or something right. like that to make sure they got up in the morning and went to work so they could provide you with your free medical
right.
care, therefore enslaving them.
I have the right to free speech because I can move my vocal cords. I have the right to whatever religion I want because it's my mind and I control it. I have the right to keep my property because I earned it. Those are what negative rights are as opposed to positive rights, and I enslave no one by using
exercising
my free speech
negative rights, yeah.
or having whatever religion I want. So,
very good. Let's continue with your calls. Anthony's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Guys.
Anthony, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about anarchy tonight. I know that you guys are you're not really for anarchy, per se.
Depends on who you're talking about.
Dale might be.
People here.
I, for one, am not. I don't like the term.
Yeah. I just think that some people that don't know that there's two major differences between there's two types of anarchy, and that there's one where anarchy that you are normally that you normally hear about.
Yep.
There's anarchy.
There are different camps within the anarchist movement. I thank you for the call. I think that's what you're getting at. And most people don't understand that. It's something that could be explained, but I don't like the term anarchist because of what it connotates popularly. More on the way. We can talk about that or anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget that you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. One of the many things that is listed there that you can do is contacting your local talk stations about getting Free Talk Live on the air. It's more of a, I think, a more of a possibility now than ever. We had the news come in this week that apparently we now have a virtual monopoly on Saturday Night Live programming in the radio industry. Our biggest competitor, Tammy Bruce, she was like, what was she, the president of Now at one point or something like that? And she's like some gun toting.
I have actually read several of Tammy Bruce's books. I was a log cabin Republican, Tammy Bruce was, you know, very popular, especially in the L.A. chapter where I was because
she's
lived
right?
out there. Yeah.
Right. So she's a Republican that's gay, which is pretty unusual, and she's a gun toting.
No, she's not a Republican, actually.
Oh, she's not.
The last I heard, she had chosen to remain Democrat. Largely,
that she was on talk radio. She
one of her biggest
Republican.
Issues is that she's pro-choice, and that's one thing she really is at issue with Republicans about.
She's a gun-toting Democrat.
Yeah, she's conservative, I would say, in almost all respects. And I just remember it sounded like her main reason for staying in the Democrat Party was once she didn't want to kind of give up on it. She thought they had some nice, you know, I guess some ideas or something. I don't want to try and describe her in the short amount of time we have.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know much about her.
She is an enigma. She is not a usual, you know.
Yeah, I don't know much
about
her.
She's an interesting person, I'll say.
Except that she was our competition for Saturday nights. As far as the radio industry is concerned, there's a very, very... a small amount of competition to us on Saturday nights, and without Tammy Bruce, there's literally no one else out there. So, I mean, if your local talk stations aren't running Free Talk Live, odds are good on Saturday nights they're not running anything live at all because there's just nothing else really out there that they could run. So better time now than ever to contact your local talk stations and ask them for Free Talk Live, and you know, they appreciate hearing from you. And details on how to do that are all at promote.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and go to Woodman in Washington. Oh, and by the way, if you're actually listening to us on a local talk station, then call them and thank them. They appreciate that too. Woodman, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I guess just kind of like to just talk about the consequences of loan sharking and, you know, basically what's going on in our country right now. The conflict of interest when international lending institutions prey on countries like ours. making us dependent, basically for future bailouts. I don't know what you guys think about that.
How are you dependent on international loan companies?
I myself am not.
Oh, okay. You said us.
I am dependent in that I'm attached to a government that's leeching off of me via taxes.
Gotcha.
Yep, you're dependent then.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. So your question is what exactly?
Well, what do you guys think about that? I mean, we talk about the bailouts. My local senators from the state of Washington, they say, well, we got to do something. Yet, I don't know if anybody's ever considered that, hey, we got a guy named Wolfowitz who's with the Bush administration, went to work, wasn't he the CEO of the World Bank? And then enters in Geithner, who comes from the IMF. First off, I think we need to study what these international lending institutions have done to other countries around the world in the name of development. We're not a developing nation, yet we got to do something. And I just call BS on the whole thing, because I think there's many things at stake when it comes down to future bailouts when we've become insolvent. One of your callers called up. He was a little upset about 9/11. I tend to believe that 9/11 kind of spirals into, the no-exit wars of the Bush administration, along with Wolfowitz, taking our rights away.
So what's your solution to all this? I mean, there's no doubt that the federal government is a bunch of scam artists. What are you going to do about it?
That is a very good question. I'm more looking at it from a perspective than I am what I can do about it. I don't know there's a whole lot I can do about it.
Probably true. There's probably not really much that can be done about it besides withdrawing your moral support, withdrawing your financial support, and teaming up with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. I mean, I'm presuming you're liberty-oriented. If you believe that other people should be free to live their lives and you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, I would suggest looking into the Free State Project and then joining us in some sort of secession or declaration of independence and getting the hell out and, letting the federal government people deal with their little loan situation on their own. Why should we have to be bothered by it?
Yeah, I mean, I also believe in third-party ticket. I'm a Ron Paul Republican, but you start taking a look, I'm not a fan of the Republicans or the Democrats. They
sure
are the problem. And I think that's the first thing I can do is just say I'm not participating in a fraudulent election process that's obviously fraudulent.
I can tell you that the Libertarian Party is not going to do anything either, because what we've seen happen, or what I saw happen with my involvement with them, is that once they got large enough to be any sort of blip on the radar, and they're not really much more than a blip, but once they got that big, they attracted the people who are in search of power instead of the principled liberty-oriented people that were originally involved in the beginning. They started attracting the power seekers, and they took over the party from the inside, and now they own it.
I would say their goals got subverted. I think this happens a lot, especially in politics, but this is a broad problem. It's not just limited to politics, but people get a goal, and then they create sub-goals, and their sub-goals, for instance, might be to get people elected or whatever, so they can pass bills that are freedom-oriented and so on, and there's nothing wrong with it initially, but then they get lost in their sub-goals, and, when you start compromising your principles and everything, your big goal at the end kind of gets lost in the shuffle, and you feel like you've accomplished something because you're getting people elected and stuff like that.
So that's why I don't think that there's any third party that can do anything of significance for liberty at the federal level. It's a pipe dream.
But these people will still start taking on the debt, and it will be our burden. They'll force us by law to pay taxes, what have you. The problem being is, their history. I mean, these lending institutions came about after a war, after devastation. The U.S. and Britain came about it to, start developing these countries, to rebuild them again. And they spiraled out of control to the point that they go around the world further indebting countries. And then they start imposing structural adjustment policies. And that could be meaning devaluation of currencies, lax taxation for transnational corporations, lax environmental laws. So all these will affect our environment,
environment. You're saying you want more laws? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that we need to make sure our lawmakers don't take on more debt.
Well, good luck with that. How do you plan on accomplishing that? I mean, we're right back around to the beginning again. You admitted earlier that you didn't really have any idea. So
I'd like to bitch slap these people to really make them realize that they cannot keep further indebting our nation because we all lose our sovereignty. I know I can't do that.
Sure.
Yeah,
I get arrested.
I've been just as frustrated as you on this one. And it doesn't seem like there's a heck of a lot of answers.
No, there really aren't a lot of answers, which is why we continually harp on the same one over and over again on this show. I mean, it's the one we've signed on to.
It's the same thing that every other talk show host does. Every other talk show host says, well, get out there and vote Republican or get out there and vote Democrat,
yeah.
And that'll solve it. So our solution of, well, pick up your crap and move to New Hampshire if you believe in liberty is just as...
It's more realistic.
It's just as valid as anything that these people are talking about.
Okay, I see that. More so, if not. Thank you for the call tonight, Woodman, and good luck out there.
Well, at least it hasn't been tried, you know?
You mean this hasn't been tried?
The First Aid Project is a relatively new idea.
Isn't really that new of an idea, though, is it? I mean, didn't people escape from the countries from which they've come to come here to the United States?
You're right. Well, it hasn't been tried in this particular manner. And like you have said, Ian, if you look at places where people consolidated in one place over an ideal or something like that, I mean, look at Utah and the Mormon religion.
Look at Vermont.
Look at San Francisco.
Yep.
You know, you look at places where there was a massive cultural shift because people all decided to go to one place where they saw that as being the epitome of what they were valued.
It's undeniable.
I see Keene being the Liberty version instead of the gay city like San Francisco.
Yeah.
I see Keene as being the Liberty City of America.
San Francisco may be gay, but it's not happy. You know, San Francisco may be gay-friendly, but it's not a happy place to live. There's all kinds of big government there.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, I wasn't saying that it's a liberty place. I'm saying they created a cultural shift toward, you know, what they were looking for when they moved there.
It was just a poor attempt at humor that on my part. That's all. I mean, just you'd think with all the gay people
happy
coming in,
they'd
be happier in San Francisco, and doesn't seem like a happy place to be to me at all. It's probably very pretty in many places, but the government is... full of ugliness.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. I've really enjoyed my time in San Francisco, but I don't know that I'd want to live there.
But I think you're absolutely right, Dale. The movements that have happened over the years, the ideological shifts that have occurred, population shifts, have definitely had an undeniable impact on the places, the cultures of the places that those people have shifted toward. And so we're doing it deliberately. I mean, we're saying, come here if this is something that is attractive to you. If being around like-minded liberty people and getting active and actually doing something to achieve freedom in our lifetime. Times and freedom for your kids and your grandkids.
There's every reason to be optimistic.
Absolutely. And in fact, we didn't get to our 10 reasons to be happy tonight, but I hope,
got a bookmark.
I hope we will. We'll work on that. Promise. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.